Elizabeth Arden. The woman who built the Elizabeth Arden Company.
I opened my first salon in New York City when I was 25 years old. I then created the Elizabeth Arden brand and many new beauty products. Elizabeth Arden became one of the most famous brands in the world. I was born in Woodbridge, Canada, in 1884. My parents gave me the name Florence Nightingale Graham. They wanted me to become a nurse like the famous British nurse Florence Nightingale. Unfortunately, my mother died when I was 6 years old. My father did his best to look after me, but life was hard. After I left school, I trained to be a nurse, but I didn't like the work. I wanted to do something more exciting. In 1907, I went to live with my brother in New York City. I was 23 years old and ready for a big new opportunity. I loved the bright lights of the city and the shops. I got my first job in a chemist's shop. I looked after the accounts, but I was much more interested in the shop's beauty products. They made skin creams in the shop, and I wanted to learn all about them. I learned a lot about beauty products, and soon I got a new job with Eleanor Adair in her salon. I showed the clients how to use skin creams and cosmetics. The salon was always busy. In the past, only actresses in the theater used cosmetics. Now, ordinary women wanted to use them too. I realized that the beauty business was my big new opportunity. In 1909, I borrowed $6,000 from my brother and started a partnership with a friend, Elizabeth Hubbard. In 1910, we opened the first Red Door Salon. Our business was so successful that I was able to pay back my brother in 6 months. Unfortunately, the partnership with Elizabeth Hubbard didn't work, and she decided to leave the business. I was on my own, but I wasn't afraid. I wanted to build my company and sell my own cosmetics. I chose a new name for myself and my brand, Elizabeth Arden. I liked the name Elizabeth. The name Arden came from the poem Enoch Arden by my favorite poet, Tennyson. I thought the name seemed very elegant. I wanted to create new products, and so I decided to go to Paris to learn more about the beauty business. In 1912, I crossed the Atlantic and went to France. In Paris, I learned about all the new creams, cosmetics, and perfumes. These products were very popular with European women. The creams and cosmetics helped women to look younger and more beautiful, and the perfumes were so elegant. When the First World War started in 1914, I decided to return to New York. I learned so much in Paris that I was ready to create my own beauty products. I started to work with the chemist, A. Fabian Swanson. We created Amaretta, a face cream that was very light and easy to use. We also started to use more color in our cosmetics for the eyes, lips, and cheeks. I worked hard on the design and marketing of my cosmetics. It was important that they looked elegant. My business and my brand were becoming very successful, but I was very lonely and had few friends. Fortunately, in 1915, I got married to Thomas J. Lewis, who was an American banker. Thomas helped me with my business. He looked after the company accounts and gave me business advice. He believed that very rich women were the most important market for Elizabeth Arden products. We decided to make special advertisements in the most fashionable women's magazines, such as Vogue. This advertising worked really well, and in 1925, the company earned more than $2 million in the USA. The Great Depression of 1929 was a difficult time for most businesses, but I decided to spend more money on advertising. I made the right decision because the company grew and grew during those difficult years. I created many exciting new cosmetics and opened many new salons. By 1935, there were 29 Elizabeth Arden salons around the world and 108 different products. But now there were many new competitors in the cosmetics business, and I needed to find new opportunities. During the Second World War, I created special products for the women in the army. My bright colors for the lips, such as Montezuma Red, became very fashionable at this time. I believed in high standards in everything I did. I found the best managers for my business and used the best advertising. I wanted women to look and feel more beautiful, so I created the best products. When women looked more beautiful, they felt wonderful too. I continued to work hard until the end of my life. I was very proud when Elizabeth Arden became one of the biggest brands in the world. And when I died in 1966, I wanted the new owners of my company to continue my work.